You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from. Today's episode is called The Guest. Melanie was throwing a housewarming party. She had just moved out of her parents' house for the first time ever in her life. This was a time to celebrate. She had just started college and she had landed a job that would pay for her rent. She was lucky to have found such a big house at such a great price. The house had 3 bedrooms, a pool, and a really big backyard. All of Melanie's friends were either living in small apartments with roommates, or worse, living at home with their parents. Melanie had invited everyone she knew to this party. Friends told friends, and before she knew it, the house was packed full of teenagers. "Melanie, this party's lit. Thanks for the invite."
"Glad you're having a good time, Jesse."
"Hey, turn down the music."
"Shh, the cops are here."
"Good evening, officers."
"Good evening, ma'am. Your neighbors called in a noise complaint. You think you can lower the music?"
"Sure, not a problem."
"Thank you."
The party continued. Then suddenly, the power went out. "I can't believe this, on the one night I throw a party."
"Sorry everyone, party's over. Thank you all for coming."
"Oh man, this sucks.
It was so early."
"Laters."
"Bye, thanks for coming."
"Hey, you want me to stay and help you clean up?" said Jesse.
"That's nice of you."
"Yeah, let me look for candles."
"Found them."
"Thanks for staying, Jesse. This house is pretty creepy without power."
"No problem."
"Hey, looks like we have company." Jesse pointed at a man sitting on the couch in Melanie's living room. He was wearing a hoodie, so his face was barely visible.
"Hi there. Are you staying to help clean up?"
"Party's over. You gotta go home." The man was motionless. He stared straight ahead like a sitting statue.
"Dude, are you deaf? What are you still doing here?" said Jesse.
Then finally he spoke.
"Me? I'm already home. You should go home."
"You should call the cops, Melanie. This guy doesn't look right."
"Oh, don't be scared. I'm not gonna hurt you, but I meant what I said. I am home."
"Did you used to live here?"
"I do live here, and I don't appreciate you throwing parties without asking my permission."
Melanie.
Shh. What's your name?
Bobby Cormick. I've lived here my whole life. My room is the first one on the right upstairs. My sister's is the one on the left.
Listen, I rented this place 2 weeks ago. This house has been empty for 5 years. Where is all your stuff if you and your sister live here? And where is your sister?
My sister is sleeping upstairs. I'm surprised you have not woken her up with your party.
Jesse couldn't take it anymore. Okay, maybe we can solve the confusion in the morning, but tonight, you can't stay here. Melanie lives here now, and this story of yours seems pretty crazy.
I can't leave, like I told you. I live here.
Melanie turns to Jesse in a whisper.
Okay, call the cops now.
That won't be necessary. I'll just go to my room now. We can talk in the morning, like your friend said.
Hey, wait, you can't go up there.
A wind blew through the house, and all of the candles turned off. They were in pitch black darkness.
Quickly, the lighter! Where is he?
Oh my God, is he upstairs?
Give me the candle.
You're not going up there, are you?
Stay here, Jesse. I've been waiting my whole life to live on my own. I'm not letting this guy chase me out of my own house.
Melanie found all the courage she needed and marched up the stairs with nothing but a candle leading the way.
Bobby Cormick, if I have to drag you out of this house myself, I will.
She walked into the first bedroom on the right. She scanned the room, no Bobby Cormick in sight.
Where are you?
She walked into the next room, her own bedroom.
She stopped dead in her tracks.
Every bit of courage she had found moments earlier was now completely gone. By the light of her candle, she could see someone sleeping in her bed. Someone was moving under the sheets. She couldn't speak. In that instant, Bobby Cormick spoke from the doorway.
I told you my sister was sleeping in here. You should leave. She's not very nice when she's awoken in the night.
Melanie felt completely overpowered.
How could she have been so dumb to run up here on her own? She ran out of the room and downstairs to find Jesse.
There's a girl in my bed, his sister. Is this real? Am I dreaming? Tell me I'm dreaming, Jesse.
His sister? Are you serious? Let's get out of here.
They both ran out the front door and towards the neighbor's house.
Hello, hello. Wake up, please. Open up.
There is no one home.
Melanie, look!
What's going on?
I don't know.
They looked back at Melanie's house. In the front of the house stood the hooded guest, Bobby Cormick, staring at them.
Hey, stay out of my house. Take your sister with you.
They both ran over to him. I can't. You've made her mad. And as he uttered those words, the house began to creak and shake with a terrible roar. When it was all over, all that remained in front of Jesse and Melanie was a pile of awful destruction. Melanie's house was no more. If you are enjoying listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, please take a moment of your time to write a review in Apple Podcasts / iTunes. The more reviews I have, the more people I can reach with my stories. And please share this podcast. It might inspire more children to start creating and sharing their stories as well.